Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ, brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
A few weeks ago, we had the founders of CorePoint here for Local Focus. We brought a couple of them back here again today to learn a little bit more about CorePoint, but specifically about something, a specific therapy now that CorePoint is doing that's really making a big difference. Dr. Rick Starkweather here with us and Dr. George Lindenfeld. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good to have you guys here. First of all, before we start talking about that specific therapy, let's remind our listeners about what CorePoint actually is.
Right. CorePoint is an organization that tries to find the veterans that have fallen through the cracks and help them get back into a satisfying civilian life. It's primarily through education. We work with them from day one to they graduate from whatever school or program that they go to. So this really helps them to get a goal in mind, to set a goal and pursue the goal and carry it out, and that's there's a lot of veterans that have fallen through the cracks.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that too. I've done a lot of interviews here at the radio station, as you can imagine, and I'm always surprised to hear about so many of these veterans that have a really difficult time coming out of the military and into civilian life.
Right.
And especially, I guess, and I guess maybe one of the reasons why we talk about this nowadays is because it seems like we've had something going on in the Middle East. I mean, my son's 25 years old, and I don't think he knows what life is like without us being in active military duty in the Middle East.
Right. I mean, there's a case which Dr. Lindenfeld may talk about, and that is a fellow 32 years in Special Forces, 84 months he was in combat. Now, that's incredible to think about that amount of time being shot at.
And it has to do something to you. I can only imagine what it must be like to come out of that type of environment and try to fit into what we would just call the regular, you know, a regular civilian life.
Exactly. And what we find, I mean, it's hard enough to do just for somebody who hasn't gone through any, you know, major life event that really sets them back, but the majority of the veterans that have fallen through the cracks have PTSD. Unless we get through that, it's hard for them to get back into civilian life.
All right, so speaking of PTSD.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, one of the reasons why we're talking here today again is because you have come up with a specific type of therapy specifically for PTSD, right?
Right, and it's a therapy that Dr. Lindenfeld has been working on for 6 years, I think.
Yeah. By the way, so many of our vets don't like the term disorder.
Yeah. Sure.
So it's PTSD.
Not all of them, but they like post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I can understand that.
But I happen to find it, I just know a local person who's does it a little bit, found out about that, and then just kept at it. And finally, Dr. Lindenfeld and I connected when we traveled down to Florida this last winter. And then knew that he was coming up here. And if my goal is, and Dr. Lindenfeld's goal is to get practitioners trained in this up here to treat the veterans.
Yeah.
But it's not just the veterans. I mean, it's far broader than that. I mean, CorePoint's not going to do the treatment.
Right.
That's for somebody else.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other people. You talk about Safelite. You think about the women that go through Safelite.
Yeah, yeah.
They have trauma, and it's endless. First responders.
So can Dr. Lindenfeld, can you describe a little bit what this groundbreaking therapy, how it works and what it's doing?
Sure. First of all, trauma puts an individual in what I would call a protect and defend mode. They lose their curiosity. They lose their interest in what's going on. They protect and they defend. This is brain circuitry that changes at the deepest level in the brain, at the primitive level. I find that talk therapy, and I'm sure this is controversial, doesn't reach that level. We're talking about the limbic system, the old brain. We need to change it at that level. And the way myself and colleagues have developed a treatment to do that is through the use of sound.
Okay.
Binaural sound. And by tuning that in with the frequency of the trauma, here's another whole interesting way to perceive it. If we can get it to resonate with the frequency of the trauma, we can drop out the emotional component. This is a no-talk therapy. The veteran activates what they want to be as far away from as they can, the traumatic event in their mind, and we can tune into the frequency of that trauma. So this can happen within like 15 minutes in an hour session. Our research has used 4 sessions. We've got 8 combat veterans, with one from 50 years ago in Vietnam. All of them are now free of PTSD. They are remediated. So we have something. I want people to know about this.
So what is the next step? Where does one go with this? Obviously, this needs to be on a mass level.
Absolutely.
So where does one start with this?
I'm perceiving a mass research project in 3 different areas, perhaps 3 states. I'd like to affiliate with the VA.
Yeah.
But I want others to know about it. So veterans groups, community groups, we will present. We will let you know what this is about in detail.
Okay. All right. So so where do we take this from here, Dr. Starkweather?
I think people who are interested in finding out more about this can contact either me or Dr. Lindenfeld.
Okay.
Find out. We've got a presentation actually on the 7th of August at 4 p.m. at the Episcopal Church on Blythe.
Okay.
And that anybody is welcome to that. There's no charge. We're also trying to get people to be trained in this. And we have a whole training system set up, which Dr. Lindenfeld will take care of. But it's a minimum amount of time to learn how to use this. It's about, what, how many hours?
Well, it depends on the format, but yeah. The basic level in a group format is about 16 hours.
Yeah, and then they're ready to use this therapy on people. So it's not a difficult thing to proceed. You don't have to go into training for years and years and years. So we're trying to get people trained, and they can serve the veterans, but they can also serve whatever other population.
Absolutely,
there is. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the one thing you talked about it earlier, and one thing we have been hearing now is that it's not just people from combat who suffer from this.
Right. Right.
Yes, I've written 5 books now. They're on Amazon and on my webpage. The 5th one is on first responders, and they do not have the data that we have on suicide among vets, which is now 21.
Per day.
Oh, my gosh.
21.
So what is your website?
www.dr for doctor, mm-hmm. my last name, Lindenfeld, Lindenfeld, reset, R-E-S-E-T, therapy.com. It's a long one. I'm sorry.
ResetTherapy.com. All right. Now, for folks who want to learn more about this and learn more about the presentations that you're doing, we can get them in touch with CorePoint.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We've got that information here. You can reach us here at the radio station. Yeah. You can call 388-5362. That's 388-5362. Or visit services at CorePoint.org.
Right.
And your webpage is CorePoint.org.
Yes, it is.
CorPoint.
Yes.
You have a presentation coming up on August the 7th,
That's correct.
And where is that again?
That's at the Presbyterian Church on Blythe.
Is the one at the corner of 6th and Blythe?
No. It's before that.
Okay. All right. Presbyterian Church. And this information, by the way, is on our Q-tip page on our website, too. So you can go to WTZQ.com and click events and Q-tips and get this information.
Right.
All right. Once again, it's CorePoint 388-5362 or CorePoint.org. That's CORPOINT to learn more about what you call reset therapy.
Correct.
That's what it's called. Dr. George Lindenfeld, incredible story. An incredible work, apparently, that you're doing. So let's do our job of getting the word out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that we can get people trained in this and help folks who are suffering.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, absolutely. Dr. Rick Starkweather, CorePoint, Dr. George Lindenfeld, thank you guys very much. Thank you for what you're doing. And let's see if we can't send people out there and heal some hurting people.
Yeah, and thanks for having us. We appreciate that.
We're glad to.
Yeah, never mind.
Once again, we'd like to remind you, it's CorePoint. That's CORPOINT. You can reach them on their website, corepoint.org. You can find them on Facebook. You can also call 388-5362. That's CorePoint. Or go to our website, look on our Q-tip page, and you'll find more information about that upcoming event. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station.
Local Focus is brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. To have your organization featured on Local Focus, visit WTZQ.com and click Contact.